Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Apologies for that. I'm Oliver Dixon and I'm on my own today. For the others, it was deemed as too warm for them, which is understandable. I wasn't going to come in myself, but I thought I'll change my mind and do so. I have nothing better to do, but I enjoy the good weather. The aircon is on in the studio, and yeah, thought we'd start off with two songs, as usual, as we usually do. Sometimes it's three. AC/DC, It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. Today would be Bon Scott's 80th birthday, and it's one of the songs he's famous for after playing the bagpipes on that track. AC/DC now, whenever they perform live, never play the song live to honour his legacy out of respect. So if you're expecting to hear that song live, you'll not hear it. And it's taken from the album High Voltage, released in 1976. And it was the first international album, as the first earlier AC/DC albums were Australia only. And I thought I'd play Reverend and the Makers, our friend John McClure, with Silence is Talking, the re-released version for the World Cup. And speaking of the World Cup, I've got to mention Sunday night / Monday morning's great game. And what do I say? Beating Mexico in Mexico. I wasn't expecting that at all. I was quite worried going into the game, actually, being the Azteca having such a wonderful record then, but we've now broken their undefeated streak, which lasted 13 years from 2013 to Monday morning. Jude Bellingham was a standout performer for me, and the first two goals well worked. I think the second goal got the best reaction from the crowd where I was watching it, because it happened so soon after the first goal, which we didn't expect. Like, straight away, back up the field, well worked. Harry Kane, of course, getting the penalty, he's been a very, very important player. So, as he usually is in every tournament, give him a chance and you'll score most of the time. And he ended up losing his voice after the game, actually. If you tuned into BBC Sport or watching it live, or if you just watched it on the news the next day, you would see that he ended up losing his voice, which I don't think I've seen him do before, even in cup finals where he's been in. So that just shows. And it shows how loud the crowd were. Kudos to Mexico. Their fans were brilliant with the atmosphere there. But on to Saturday now. It's quarter-final time. Norway. What do I think is going to happen? I'm not sure, but Norway are no pushovers. They've had a fantastic tournament so far. Erling Haaland, joint top scorer with 7 goals, alongside Lionel Messi and Kylian Mbappe, with the elite, as he should be. We have to man-mark him, definitely. We haven't got a choice with that one. And it's going to be difficult. I wonder who he's going to put out, with Kwanzaa being suspended. So the right-back issue carries on. So we'll see what Thomas Tuchel comes up with. And Silence is Talking, originally released in 2009, the song I just played. The sample is a song called Lowrider, but England have turned it into a chant called, well, it goes as football's coming home again with Thomas Tuchel. It's quite catchy, actually. I got singing it when I went to watch the game that night. And actually, who went to see the game? Who stayed up, whether it was at home or at a pub? Who did that? Or did you just like sleep through and watch it the next thing on Monday morning? Who knows? I'd love to find out who. But I am going to take a hydration break with this song, as the World Cup has been showing. You might have heard this song in the World Cup, actually. It's a very catchy song, and this band has just been on tour again. They've just started their tour at the Madison Square Garden in New York. I'm going to leave you some Bon Jovi. Sing along if you want to.
Whoa.
Bon Jovi with Living on a Prayer here on Communities Live, taken from the album Slippery When Wet. As you may have heard in the World Cup hydration breaks with the crowd singing along, it is a real crowd pleaser, always has been. To apologise if you do hear snippets of music coming in, unnecessarily this time when I'm trying to talk. There is an issue with the equipment, it looks like, so apologies if you do hear that. And apologies if you don't hear any of the promos or adverts. There's nothing much I can do about it. It's a thing for the technicians, and I'm not really a technical person. So apologies for that yet again. Just going back to Norway quickly, the Norway game. A slightly more forgiving time of 10 p.m. On Saturday night, rather than the 2 a.m., which we had to wait an hour. It was going to be a 1 a.m., but then 2 a.m. due to the weather in Mexico with the storm. A decent time, especially on a Saturday night. That's actually going to be quite chaotic thinking about it. And being played in Miami at the Miami Stadium, which it's known as for the purpose of the World Cup. And now it's usually known as the Hard Rock Stadium. If you're an F1 fan, you might recognise the stadium because the Miami Grand Prix F1 track goes around the stadium. It's quite a new stadium, and the infrastructure looks great, and it's a big stadium, about 70,000+, and I'm sure England fans will enjoy Miami. I wonder if Miami is actually warmer over there than it is here, and if it is, good luck to everybody enjoying the weather, because it is very warm here as the heat wave, the second heat wave in about 2 weeks. Well, not even 2 weeks, like around a month is in full swing now, from yesterday to will last at the weekend. So any England fans going outside, put sun cream on and everything. I think I'll be watching it over a roof, as long as there's aircon, because there is aircon needed. And I'm going to move on to another song now, which I just discovered... rediscovered actually over the weekend when it popped up on my Spotify, taken from the album 2112. The band I'm talking about is of course Rush, who I'm very excited to see in March, and they're just resuming their tour after delaying tour just recently with Geddy Lee having some vocal issues. He seems to be okay now, as Rush will resume over the weekend in Texas, their big world tour, kickstarting in North America for now before they move on around later in the year and into next year, where they will play Europe. Only a short song this, but we're going to go with Temples of Syrinx, written by the late, great Neil Peart. Temples of Syrinx by Rush here on Communities Live. As I mentioned, only a short song, only 2 minutes 11 seconds, written by the late, great Neil Peart, who was a great lyricist, actually, I only came to find out recently. And 2112 helped Rush build back up the previous two albums, including Caress of Steel, which, in my opinion, is a great album. It didn't sell too well, which they were very disappointed about. But 2112 became a bit of a cult favourite. With Rush fans, and still played a lot today, still talked about a lot today. That's a bit of Rush there. Apologies again if the equipment, well, because the equipment, you might hear something, music being played when I'm trying to talk. I do love the music we play on the show, but I want to talk sometimes. So just the once, I want to listen to music and, you know. But we are going to quickly jump back into the new, well, the next song, sorry. Getting a bit flustered with the weather and stuff. Another birthday to celebrate in the world of music. And this is from a Scottish band by the name of Simple Minds. Jim Kerr celebrating his 67th birthday today. So happy birthday, Jim. And what I'm going to do is play their best song, in my opinion, and I'm sure my mum at work will be listening to this, dancing at her desk. And it's from the film The Breakfast Club, if you grew up in that time. And here's Don't You Forget About Me. We'll be right back.
empty spaces. What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another mindless crime. Behind the curtain. In the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore?
Playing two songs there, just to, well, why not? Simple Minds is Don't You Forget About Me to commemorate the birthday of the lead singer Jim Kerr, so happy birthday, Jim. And Queen's The Show Must Go On, because it has got some meaning at this current period of time. I'm on my own, it's hot, the equipment's not working as well as I hoped, but also just about England too. With the red card, we've got to accept it, because we don't want an issue like the USA had, which I can't go too much about, but if you know, you know. Yeah, we've just got to accept it. And speaking of the World Cup and a certain Manchester band, I'm talking about Oasis, and that famous song Wonderwall will be played very shortly, just a little spoiler alert. And for reasons, and hearing it at 4 o'clock in the morning was absolutely wonderful on Monday morning. I wasn't caring if I was tired, everything. I just want to live the moment, because I don't think we're going to see many 2 a.m. kickoffs ever again, unless the USA host World Cup or any tournament in the future. And did you know Wonderwall didn't get to the number one? It was kept off the top by Robson and Jerome of I Believe. And they're from Soldier Soldier. Just got a bit tangled up on my words. We are going to play Wonderwall, as I say. And Oasis are rumoured. It's not confirmed just yet, but there is a high chance. Oasis are rumoured for next year to have many, many gigs around Manchester, rather appropriately. They're apparently doing 12 nights residency at the Etihad, which is rather fitting as they are huge Manchester City fans, and the Etihad has just been extended to about 61,000, I believe, with the North Stand having an extra tier on it. So more people fit into the wonderful stadium of Manchester City. And they're doing some gigs. I'm not sure how many gigs off the top of my head. It's not been said. But Nebworth Park, which is a huge space. So rather fitting as well, because Oasis did so well with the tour last year. Touring around the UK and Ireland before going around the world. All around the world. Bit of a coincidence there. Keep an eye out for Oasis. I'm sure it'll get confirmed soon. And look out for the little hints they give on the socials, where they just give a date and no explanation. Unless either Liam or Noel comes out and announces something on a show or something. But I'm going to get into Wonderwall now. You might have heard this song thousands and thousands of times. I hope nobody's sick of it, but we're going to play it anyways. Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. We'll be right back. gonna be the one that saves me.
Wonderwall by Oasis here on Communities Live. As I say, you might have heard this song thousands and thousands of times, especially across the World Cup. Taken from the album What's the Story, Morning Glory. Great album, one of their best. And Wonderwall got to number one in a few places around the world. It got around number one in Australia and New Zealand, in that part of the world, and in Spain. And then number eight on the Billboard in the US, which is huge. The Billboard is massive. It is one of the biggest music charts in the world, if not the biggest. So to get to number eight, that's a pretty good achievement, right? And, yeah. They're going to move on to a new album that's set to release, which I've mentioned a few times. Last week, it was Deep Purple with the album Splat. I've managed to listen to the album, and it's great. It's a wonderful album. It's classic Deep Purple, just with a little modern buff. You could capture the essence of a classic Deep Purple with the keyboard. Unfortunately, the late John Lord no longer with us to do that, but the current lineup is fantastic. Ian Gillan's still on vocals. He's still got it at the age of 80. I'm sure he'll keep on doing it till he can't no more. And the new album, of course, is The Rolling Stones with Foreign Tongues, releasing tomorrow. We haven't got long to wait now, have we? Few of their songs released already, and they did a thing in London, actually, which I saw just this morning. Mick Jagger and Ronnie Wood making an appearance, playing one of their songs. Unfortunately, that song's not been publicly released. You'll have to wait till tomorrow for that, so I can't play it. But my favourite song out of the four I'm going to play. The music video is actually all of them de-aged. And it's weird seeing young Rolling Stones in like modern screens rather than black and white or old VHS. And it's a wonderful music video, classic Stones. And the song itself, you can tell it's a Rolling Stones. It's that classic Keith Richards opening riff. And we're going to go with Rolling Stones In the Stars, my favourite one from the new album set to release tomorrow.
Turn up!
The Rolling Stones with In the Stars, part of their new album releasing tomorrow, Foreign Tongues. Apologies if the music stopped just for a couple of seconds. I don't know what happened there. But it will be available on all streaming platforms, CD, vinyl, all that. So I might have to make a HMV trip as well, just to collect it, because I need to get the new Deep Purple album too. And just the final couple minutes of the show. This morning, it was unfortunately announced that the great Bonnie Tyler has passed away at the age of 75. We know she had been poorly for a while, going back to the end of April, having surgeries and being in an induced coma. And it's a great loss for the... it's a sad loss with the world of music and... vocalists. She's known for a very distinctive voice, sort of that gravelly voice, especially later on in her career when the 1980s arrived, becoming a worldwide phenomenon with the likes of Total Eclipse of the Heart, Holding Out for a Hero, and It's a Heartache. The song I'm going to play in a couple of minutes whilst I end the show was her second single, released in 1976. By the title of Lost in France. And funny enough, I actually heard this on a music channel in on Sunday, actually, when I was just sat with my dad and it just came on, the music channel. And now we're here mourning her. I always get upset with the death of a musician. But her legacy will live on forever. I'm sure it will. Worldwide. So we, here at Communities Live in Sheffield Live, we do send our condolences to Bonnie's family and friends. And I'm going to end the show. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know it's not been quite the show you usually expect from a Communities Live show. One, just being myself in the studio. And... you know, hopefully we've got a full house next week. But if you do want to get involved and join me and the rest of our amazing crew, you can do, because we are actively looking for volunteers. And you can do so. There's information on the website, or you can contact our fantastic producer, Cristinelli, at cristinelli89@gmail.com. That's chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening and being patient, really. And I'm going to end the song, just pay tribute to Bonnie Tyler. This song is called Lost in France, and it was a second single released in September 1976, so coming up to 50 years ago. And this is what made her a star, really. Rest in peace, Bonnie, and thank you all for listening.
The fields, the birds were singing. I was lost in France, and the day was just beginning. I just stood there in the morning room.
see his guitar sneaking into a smoky bar. The world was mine. It was so fine. Yeah, that old world was all mine. Watch the cars go flying past. Well, man, it all goes by.